Thousands of people thronged the FNB Stadium in Soweto this Tuesday to pay tribute to former South African President Nelson Mandela, who died last week at the age of 95. Incidentally, the official memorial service for the Nobel Peace Prize winner and champion for equality happened to be held on Human Rights Day, observed annually on the 10th of December. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed the ceremony honoring the man who emerged from nearly three decades of imprisonment to become South Africa's first black president and first democratically elected leader. In eulogizing Mr. Mandela, the Secretary General also saluted the rainbow nation he helped to create by overthrowing the racist system of segregation known as apartheid.
Nelson Mandela was more than one of the greatest leaders of our time. He was one of our greatest teachers. He taught by example. He sacrificed so much and was willing to give up everything he had for freedom and equality, for democracy and justice. His compassion stands out most. He was angry at injustice, not on individuals. He hated hatred, not the people caught in the grip. He showed the awesome power of forgiveness and of connecting people with each other and with the true meaning of peace. That was his unique gift, and that was the lesson he shared with all humankind.
For UN Human Rights High Commissioner Navi Pillay, Nelson Mandela was perhaps the greatest moral leader of our time. The High Commissioner, who's a South African of Indian descent, also grew up under the stultifying shadow of apartheid. Trained as a lawyer, she had to establish her own firm. No white firms would hire her. Navi Pillay defended anti-apartheid activists and even helped to establish key rights for prisoners on Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela spent most of his incarceration. When he became president, Mandela appointed her as the first black woman judge on South Africa's High Court. The day after Mandela's death on the 5th of December, UN Human Rights spokesperson Rupert Colville read a statement on Ms. Pillay's behalf.
Nelson Mandela revealed how he had drawn strength from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights during his incarceration on Robben Island. In his last address to the UN General Assembly in September 1998, he noted how the Universal Declaration had validated the struggle against apartheid, but also posed a challenge that, and I quote, our freedom, once achieved, should be dedicated to the implementation of the perspectives contained in the Declaration. He himself never swerved from those perspectives, a truly remarkable man whose example should never be forgotten.
Ms. Pillay recalled that following Mandela's release from prison in February 1990, South Africans, herself included, were boiling with a burning desire to get back at those responsible for apartheid. But she said Mandela urged his countrymen to put aside their vengeance and instead work for a South Africa that was not just free of racism, but free of all types of discrimination. Deanne Penn, United Nations.